Look, I understand that there are many charismatic churches in which the gospel is presented. And there are many charismatic people who are true Christians. What that means is people get saved in charismatic churches where the gospel is preached, and they are led to Christ by charismatic people who know Christ. The question then comes up, well, why would we attack the movement? Why would we want to discredit the movement when people are being saved? And the answer is a pretty simple answer. I'm thankful that they're saved, but that's only the beginning. Then the truth must dominate the life of a believer because we're sanctified by the truth. It's wonderful to be saved. That's the priority reality. But Jesus in his high priestly prayer said, Father, sanctify them by thy truth. Thy word is truth. Look, we have been saved to be sanctified before we're glorified. And you can't grow as a believer in an environment where the truth doesn't dominate. The truth, the full counsel of God. All the more reason to find charismatic people who have genuinely been saved and shift them away from that error and expose them to the truth.